You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 27. And I'm very excited this week because we now have a podcast blog specially dedicated to these podcasts. So if you came through on today's episode through the usual website or through iTunes, you might like to go to the new podcast blog and have a look around. You can get to it. The simplest way you can get to it is to go to my website at www.dream.net.au and click the very obvious link on the front page. And when you go through, you'll see that it's much easier to look through all the podcasts and read a little bit about what's in each one and click the one that you want to listen to. It's also easier to fathom out how exactly to subscribe to iTunes or to get it onto your iPod if you've been having a problem with that. And most importantly, you'll also find that being a blog, you can now add your comments. So Zoe got in quickly and left a comment just a couple of hours ago, and she specifically asked if we could do an episode further down the track on how to design your own dream alchemy practices and a few tips around that. So Zoe, I've got that on board, and there'll be a special on dream alchemy practices coming up on a podcast show near you soon. So everybody else, please do come in and comment and let me know how you're finding the podcasts, what you'd like to hear on them, if you'd like to come onto the show, and yeah, just have a look at the lovely podcast site. And for today, I've picked a couple of articles that are kind of vaguely connected. They're both about topics that I get asked about a lot. Very common questions. One's quite a light question, and it's, has anybody ever dreamed of winning the lotto, and have they ever placed the numbers and got the money? So that's the can you dream of the lotto results dream? And a much more concerning and worrying question that a lot of people ask me is, what does it mean if you dream of cheating on your partner, or you dream of your partner cheating on you? So, maybe they're both kind of articles on games in a kind of way, but we're going to start with lotto win and then we'll move on to cheating dreams. So lotto win, this is an article that I wrote in December 2008. So here we go, lotto win. If you won the lotto in a dream, would you go and buy a lottery ticket? Some big winners live to tell that tale, but here's a different story to warm your heart and remind you the real power of numbers in dreams. Alison phoned me on a recent radio show to ask me about her dream of winning the lotto. As she has already shared her dream publicly with the show's listeners, I can share it with you here. The only detail I've changed is her name. Now, Alison's dream was short and simple. Although she had the dream 11 years ago, she had never forgotten it. It intrigued and confused her. In the dream, she won $275,000 on the lottery. That was it. End of dream. But it was so clear and felt so real that she jumped out of bed in the middle of the night to check her lotto ticket. The game would have been drawn before she went to bed, so she was very excited and felt there was a real chance her dream was picking up on her win. So as you can imagine, she was so disappointed to discover that she hadn't won. She wasn't even close. Her numbers were about as far away from winning as you can get. Why, she asked me on the radio show, did her dream feel so real yet turn out to be so wrong? What did it really mean, and why such a precise figure, $275,000? Being such a short dream, there were few symbols to work with. That long, detailed dreams are rich with clues that enable accurate interpretation, but Alison's dream just gave two symbols, a lottery win and $275,000. At the time of your dream 11 years ago, I began, what gave you the feeling of a sudden win? I reminded Alison not to think about money, but to think about a feeling of winning in her life, perhaps against the odds. I just met a new man and he was really kind, she said. Could that be it? I said that if she felt like she was on to a winner with this man, then this could be a strong clue in interpreting her dream. To have a feeling of suddenly winning, you must have experienced a period of not winning, of losing, I suggested. What had you lost? Alison's instant thought was her divorce, which had been very traumatic for her, a time of much loss. At the time of her dream, she was beginning to move on from a sense of loss to a sense of gain, a sense of winning. It wasn't just about winning a potential new partner in the shape of the man she'd just met. It was more about facing her losses square on, moving through the grief and trauma, and emerging with new, winning insights about relationships and life. At the time of her dream, she was beginning to get the very real feeling that life was on the up, and that she was past counting her losses and into counting her gains. But why $275,000? When a number comes up in a dream, I explained, it's usually pretty accurate in a mind-blowing way, though it can take a while to pinpoint it. When you make the connection, you'll absolutely know it's right, but drop the zeros and maybe add some decimal points. Dreams go for drama and emphasis. We were looking for a connection in Alison's past between 275 and a sudden feeling of winning, a connection her dreaming brain or unconscious mind has made, but of which her conscious mind was as yet unaware. I offered a list of possibilities. Have you ever lived at a house number 275? Or travelled regularly by a bus or train number 275? Had 275 as an ID anywhere? What happened for you on the 27th of May? That's 27/5, 1 year. Or in February 1975, that's 2/75. Nothing comes to me. I'd have to think about it, Alison said. What happened when you were 27.5 years old? I asked. Nothing really. The kids were small. And 27.5 years ago? Again, a blank. And not surprisingly, considering Alison was aware she was speaking on radio, trying to answer my quick-fire questions immediately. Look, have a think about it over the next couple of weeks, I suggested, and give the station a call when you get it, because it is meaningful and all the listeners would love to know. I deeply appreciate people who take the time to call the radio with a dream because their generosity of sharing helps other listeners to understand their own dreams, so it's always good when a caller gets back with an insight to add. I knew the $275,000 penny would drop soon for Alison. It dropped as soon as she put the phone down. We went to a short ad break and she phoned in during that time. My marriage lasted exactly 27.5 years, she said. The bottom line of Alison's dream was that she had finally converted her 27.5 loss into a win. She had come through the trauma with a new sense of being on the winning side of life again. Who knows, maybe she even had the sense that she'd increase her gains by a factor of 10,000, converting 27.5 years of loss into 275,000 years worth of gain, all claimable now with her winning ticket to her new lease of life. What's winning the lotto compared to turning your life around? If Alison had understood her dream at the time, 11 years ago, it would have helped to put the past trauma in perspective and to acknowledge and appreciate what her unconscious mind already felt, a sense of reward ahead, the sunshine after the rain. The noises in the background are the dog, which has just walked in and snorted or sneezed or something, so apologies if you heard that. And continuing with the article, you can see that we do these things live and we don't go back and edit them, so... For what that's worth, anyway, we're continuing. Whenever a dream presents a number or an age, it's a very strong clue to interpretation and enlightenment. So work on it, following the guidelines I've given in today's podcast. You'll always get results. And isn't it staggering that our dreams, which are usually so bizarre, surreal, and illogical, always seem to get the numbers spot on? There's gold in your dreams and winning numbers too. Just Don't waste them by putting them on the lottery. Work with them for rewards greater than lotto winnings can ever buy. That's the end of this article. See, we don't actually have a dog, but we're looking after someone else's dog at the moment, and it makes the strangest noises. So those kind of piggy snorting noises you can hear are actually a silky-haired terrier. She's absolutely gorgeous, but she's weird for a dog. Okay, I think she's settled down now in the pile of paper that I have been dropping onto the floor as I've been reading these dreams. So we're now moving on to cheating dreams, which I wrote in June 2007. So this is in answer to all those people that keep asking me, what do my cheating dreams mean? Are they real? Cheating dreams. I dreamed my partner was cheating on me. It felt so real. Should I confront him? Please help. Every week I receive at least one email asking this question. So what's the answer? Is the dream picking up on the partner's actual cheating behavior or unfulfilled desires? Is it about the dreamer's fear of being cheated, perhaps based on past experiences of betrayal? Or does this dream have an entirely different meaning? The danger of this dream is that it gnaws away at you, especially if it's a recurring dream and especially if it's realistic. If your partner is bedding a famous film actor, for example, in your dream, you won't spend a moment worrying about whether the dream was true, would you? But if his dream lover was someone you know or one of his work colleagues, your suspicions might be aroused. You might wonder whether he's having an affair, would like to have an affair, or is more attracted to the friend or work colleague than to you. You might start to question your partner about his or her time away from you, or you might withdraw emotionally or physically, creating relationship difficulties where none existed before, all based on a dream that felt real. Cheating dreams are not what they seem. I'll give you some guidelines on what they mean, but to help you understand this, have a think about this first. Dreams that feel real can get you into trouble. People spend years fruitlessly searching for a soulmate they met in a dream that felt real. They look for someone with the same physical characteristics as the dream mate, or with the same name, or in the same location. And unless chance steps their way, they fail, because the dream is about finding the other half of your own soul or vitality when it has been lost. When you have found the lost part of your own soul, you are more likely to attract your true soulmate, but the journey must start within. Another common dream that feels so real is the one experienced by many new parents. The dream shows their child dying, usually either by drowning or car accident. The emotional intensity is so heightened that the terrified parent can become stressed and overprotective, believing the dream is a preview of the child's death. But this dream is so common that if it really was predictive, the human race would have died out long ago. The meaning of this dream varies from parent to parent, but it's generally about the many changes that parenting brings into your life. The soulmate dream and the child death dream are both examples of dreams that feel so real, the dreamers often take them literally. They search for their soulmate because they've met him in a dream, and they do everything they can to prevent the death they feel they have previewed. So are you beginning to see the connection to cheating dreams? I recently heard about a woman who had horrific dreams during her first pregnancy. The early dreams were about neglecting babies. In some dreams, she forgot to feed them. In others, she forgot to change their nappies. She mentioned them briefly to her partner, but in a light-hearted manner, testing his response, laughing them off. She didn't tell him the dreams were worrying her or that she had decided the dreams meant she would be a bad mother. Then the more she worried about being a bad mother, the worse the dreams became. They escalated in neglect, abuse, and violence. And in one of the last dreams before her baby was born, she dreamed she placed the baby on the road and drove a truck over him. Now, she didn't take the dreams literally. She knew she'd never place her baby in front of a truck, but she did take the symbol of the baby literally. She saw her dreams as about her future relationship with her baby. What she didn't know was that her dreams are very common. Mothers, fathers, teenagers, people who have decided never to have children, and people who missed the opportunity to have a child may all experience this kind of dream. So it's not a dream about bad mothering instincts. It's not a dream about real babies. It's a dream about neglecting your own needs. It's a bit like the soulmate dream. It's about looking after yourself so that you can be healthy and well. For example, to look after your baby. As it turned out, this woman suffered antenatal depression. She only realized this in the later stages of her pregnancy. Her dream baby was the part of herself that needed caring for, that needed help and treatment. Sadly, because her early dreams felt so real, she suffered misgivings about her ability to be a good mother on top of her depression. She may or may not also have had real fears or beliefs about becoming a bad mother, but that was not what her dream was about. So by now you can see that there are dangers in taking a dream literally, even when the dream feels so real, and the same applies to cheating dreams. Beware ever taking a dream literally. To do so can be dangerous to yourself and others, as well as missing out on the helpful insight your dream can give you. There are occasions where some dreams turn out to be predictive, but these are so rare, and by focusing on this angle, you stand to lose all the personal insight each and every dream offers you. Dreams are about you. The soulmate, child, baby, or cheating partner is a symbol for what is going on within you. Dreams about cheating are about what is going on within you. Cheating is a betrayal of trust, a promise broken. Cheating is lying. When you have these dreams, ask yourself where you might be cheating yourself. So here are some examples to help you out. Number one, you may be lying to yourself about something. There may be something in your life you don't really want to admit. You deny it to others and you may deny it to yourself too. In other words, you may be in denial over something. Explore your feelings more honestly. Number two, you may be betraying something you once promised yourself. Your promise might have been, I won't eat any more chocolate. Or, I will become a surgeon. Or, from this moment on, I'll only think positive thoughts. Or, I will live by the laws of my religion. Or, I will always please my mother. Your cheating dream may come up because you have broken your promise by eating a chocolate, thinking negative thoughts, or not doing something for the sake of pleasing your mother, for example. Your dreaming mind takes betraying promises very seriously, even when it may be healthier for you to release yourself from the hold of promises no longer appropriate to your well-being. Number three, you may be cheating yourself out of giving life your best shot. You might be holding back from expressing your talents in the world, betraying your ideals, or settling for second best. Number four, you may be going through some changes, exchanging old beliefs and old ways of looking at the world for new ones. At such times, halfway between the old and the new, your conflicted mind may feel like it's betraying the old way, turning its back on things you've trusted up until now. So your cheating dreams may reflect this kind of transition. So don't confront your partner when next you have a cheating dream. Confront yourself. Dreams help you to understand yourself more clearly, and once you do that, you can make decisions that are right for you. So that's plenty for you to think about until next week's episode. And again, please go and have a look at the new podcast mini site. We're very, very pleased and happy with it. James Williams at Lifestyle Pod Network built it for us. And you can also go to www.lifestylepodnetwork.com and listen to many other people's podcast shows as well as our one, The Dream Show. And if you're interested more in dream interpretation, there are plenty of resources on my usual website at www.dream.net.au. And that's the place to go to if you'd like to contact me confidentially for a personal dream interpretation. So thanks for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. And we'll see you next week for episode 28. Have a lovely week. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.